The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 528.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a singer-songwriter, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Karen Sita. Karen Sita, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Hi, everyone. My name is Karen Sita. I am a 22-year-old independent singer-songwriter, and I also make comedy skits online. That makes any sense. It's both musician and comedy.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Karen Sita, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background, I am full Filipina, Cebuana. Both of my parents were born and raised in Cebu City, Philippines, but I was born in Sydney, Australia.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is a simple line that I just made, which is self-confidence is preparation. It's my favorite quote because it's short and it's easy to recall when life gets overwhelming for me.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me is a skill set of preparation, persistency, self-affirmation, and humility all at the same time. Preparation, for example, how do you go into your classroom and expect yourself to feel confident about the score you got on your last final exam? It's all about preparation. There's no substitute for it. It's either you're prepared or you're not. As for persistency, you need to build muscle memory by repetition and that 10,000-hour rule. And I'm the type of artist that repetitively practices a scene because I also act. I also do movies. So I practice my scenes beforehand so many times until I can subconsciously act it out when I go on set. And that opens to the next skill set, which is self-affirmation. Believe and you shall receive. Like, think about it as you are a professional athlete, like, for example, LeBron James, he plays for the Cavs. He said, "I am the greatest of all time." Boom. Haters, splurges, negativity. Why? Because it's just the reality of things, and that's normal. But I have really deep reverence for LeBron because he has self-affirmation. You have to believe it till you receive it. And humility, of course. That's the last one.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And, you know, Karen Sita, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before, my life was a wreck. A wreck meaning a lot of failures. A lot of failures from like school, tests, exams, auditions after auditions, and even work, all simply because I didn't come prepared. I didn't come prepared for the audition, like, for example, X Factor Philippines, school tests, exams, reviews, and even work because of like, not coming prepared. That's the only way I could say it. The most basic asset.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, like, you can be the artist that you are today, you know, have that confidence to go out there and, you know, do a comedy skit or sing a song? What was that aha moment?
I've had a lot of aha moments, but the first one I had that I will never forget was when I was in high school. Like, that feeling when teachers come in your classroom and the teacher's like, "Okay, class, are you ready for the next test?" And everyone's just like, "No, we're not ready. No, don't give it yet." And my teacher said, "You guys are not ready and you don't feel confident about the test because you didn't come prepared. You guys didn't study." And everyone's just like, "Yes, yes, yes." So that's my aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so important to prepare ourselves, right? I mean, of course, there's days where things are not in our control, but, you know, we always have control in our own fate and our own destiny. And yeah, if we don't come prepared, if we don't work for it, then it's not going to come, right? I'm sure we've all feel like we go into an audition, we do a test, and even though we didn't study, sometimes we think like, oh, it's okay. It's not, it'll be fine. But sometimes it's like, no, it's not okay. And it's like a learning lesson. Like, yeah, we have to prepare, you know, especially if you want to get things done, if you want to get the good grade or get that audition done, you have to prepare for yourself. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
I became more organized and systematic. Some people say that I'm OC or overcompulsive, but I'd rather be OC and go into that audition room and know my script front and back than be in that room shaking because I'm not confident. You know what I mean? You can really tell. The producers, the casting directors, they can tell when you're nervous or you're not confident because you didn't prepare the lines and they give it to you beforehand. So it's your responsibility as a professional actress to be confident when you go into that room and knock it out.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's great that you mentioned that, right? Some people aren't willing to do the work, like what you mentioned, some 10,000 hours, right? They look at that and they're like, that's a lot of work. But, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do to get the job done or to get that audition you want or the, you know, that song you want written out. And, you know, it's great that you mentioned that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Think of yourself as a speck of dust on the floor so you can look up and learn. Never stop learning. And always remember that we have two ears and one mouth, which we should use respectively. If you talk, they say, you repeat yourself. You repeat what you already know. But if you listen, you will learn. So for confidence, just come prepared all the time, but listen more. That would be my advice.
That's great advice. Thanks for sharing that. And Karencita, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out your songs and comedy skits, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. Please go like and add me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Karencita Official. Add me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/KarencitaX. Instagram, Karencita Official. And my latest hit single called Cebuana is available in all online retail stores such as Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and my next music video, which was called No Apology. Thank you so much, Gina. Thank you so much for having me on this.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming on the show. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Karencita and check out her music, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Karencita's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful today for Karencita to, you know, come on the show and share her tips and story with us. You know, I do, you know, Cebuana is one of my favorite songs. So thanks for coming on the show.
Wow. Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.